We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Look at that, right on time for a Monday morning.
There you go.
Right at 640. And the Dirt brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For great rates on mortgages and more, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Well, the wait is over, and we know that Felicity Huffman will spend 14 days behind bars for her part in the Varsity Blues college admissions scandal. Mm-hmm. So not too bad. 14 days behind bars, $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service, and a year of probation.
What's early release, though? Because a lot of times, you know, you get 14 days.
I don't
early
know.
Early release, like a half a day or so.
Oh, half a day.
Maybe. Here's,
wow, 4 hours.
You're lenient.
Here's what may have saved her from more jail time. The judge said that Felicity did try to right the ship by not repeating the process for her other daughter. So...
Okay.
Felicity did say that she was, you know, she realized what she had done, and that's why she didn't do it for her other daughter. So I think that helped her in what she's gotten for jail time. But Lori Loughlin, now what we're hearing is that she's kind of like nervous. She's hoping she gets what Felicity got, but she's scared and her charges are more serious.
Well, she didn't plead guilty.
And she didn't plead.
She make
that's
a plea.
Right.
Yeah.
She's been fighting the charges. So she's worried that they're going to try to make an example out of her. We'll have to see. I mean, she's not the only one who's fighting the charges. There's like 19 other families fighting charges too, so we'll have to see what happens in her case.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, if you didn't hear, Eddie Money died on Friday at the age of 70. The Take Me Home Tonight singer, what everyone thought died from his esophageal cancer. He did not die from esophageal cancer. Yes, he was diagnosed with that, but what he died from was complications from a recent heart valve replacement.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it sounds like he had a lot going on in his life medically. He was living a good life, had a reality show with his family, and finally had turned his life around after years of drug abuse and alcohol abuse. And, you know, we're glad that he was able to find that happiness before he eventually left this world.
Hmm. DinasDirt.com.
Lindsay Lohan. Looks like she's taking a shot at Liam Hemsworth.
I love that. Before you say her name, it's a deep breath. You notice that, Lopez?
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah. Oh, you got to prepare. Gosh. You got to prepare.
You're going to hear why. All right. So E! News reposted a selfie of Liam Hemsworth and his brother Chris Hemsworth on their Instagram page with the caption, "It's an age-old debate, Chris or Liam Hemsworth, go." Well, Lindsay commented, and she wrote, "Why didn't we meet in Sydney or Bondi?" I think she's talking about Liam because he's the only single one in the picture. But I guess people don't want to see the two of them hook up. They just launched in right away with, "He just survived a train wreck. I don't think he even dried the ink on the divorce papers. Gear down, sweetie."
Right.
Like, just telling her to back off. So Miley has not responded to that. Liam certainly has not responded to that.
Do he and Lindsay even know each other? Or is she just kind of be like, "Why didn't we hang out? Because you're in the area." Who would look for her?
I think she's just trying to slide into his life.
Oh my God.
I think so. I know. Lindsay. So now can you see why?
Exactly.
DinasDirt.com.
She takes so much out of me, Lindsay.
She does. Demi Lovato made no secret of the fact she was crushing on Bachelorette contestant Mike Johnson. You know, they were flirting pretty heavily on social media. So it makes sense that they finally go on a date together. They were spotted at a restaurant. A source told Hollywood Life they were there about an hour and a half. They sat by themselves. She couldn't stop laughing. And remember, Demi's not the first one who has dated a Bachelorette contestant. You have Gigi Hadid, who's dated one.
Hmm.
Sarah Hyland, I believe. You know, one of the girls from Modern Family's dating one. So it looks like this is where you get the pool of good guys from,
right? It's a stepping stone to dating the stars, I guess.
Well, it makes sense because you get to vet them. You get to watch them and see what their personalities
what
are like before you date them.
Because reality TV is so real, and I'm sure it's all true.
Yeah.
Sure, they're getting what they're seeing.
Yep.
Regardless, maybe Lindsay Lohan should try this. She's got a better chance than she does with Liam Hemsworth, I think.
Take so much out of me.
That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Dina's back with more Dirt brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get great rates on mortgages and more. Check out what they are at pvcu.com. org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Well, we have got some celebrity couplings to report on, as in before the sheets even cool down. Practically, anyway. But it looks like Zooey Deschanel has moved on with Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott, less than a month after she announced her split with Jacob Pechenik.
Wow.
Now, they met while they were filming Carpool Karaoke with their siblings, Emily Deschanel and Drew Scott, in August. And while his ex cozies up to Miley Cyrus, Brody Jenner, now dating Josie Canseco. And yes, Josie is the daughter of former MLB player Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
That's why it sounds familiar.
Easy to keep the name similar.
Yeah. And this one took a little more time to culminate, but nearly 2 years after ending her marriage to Harvey Weinstein, fashion designer Georgina Chapman has moved on with Oscar winner Adrian Brody.
We need like a fantasy relationship league.
Yeah.
Kind of like in football we're playing right now.
That's got to exist.
You know what I mean? Like,
sounds like
who's
a plan?
On your team? Break up.
Sounds like a good idea.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, according to TMZ, from Not to Hot star Mama June Shannon has reportedly been indicted by a grand jury on charges of felony drug possession that stem from that arrest earlier this year at an Alabama gas station. You might remember back in March, Mama June arrested with her boyfriend on suspicion of drug possession following a domestic dispute, and he is reportedly facing the same charges as well.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, sad news. We told you that Eddie Money passed away this past weekend. Also, Rick Ocasek, former lead singer of The Cars, died Sunday in his New York City apartment.
Tough weekend for music lovers, huh?
The '80s.
He was 75. His estranged wife found him unconscious and unresponsive in his apartment. No official confirmation on cause of death. It appears it was from natural causes. We will, of course, be getting word of the toxicology report and passing that along to you once we do find that out.
DinaStirk.com.
And Abby Lee Miller, she has got some advice for Felicity Huffman. You know, she was sentenced to 14 days in jail on Friday for her role in the admission scandal.
Right.
Well, Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms, who spent
didn't
quite
she have a little
bit
more? Yes. Did she more than 14 days? It was quite
little
some time.
A little more in jail. She has opened up quite a bit. I'm really surprised that she said so much about this.
She's like,
saying,
don't order the fish.
No. She says the first day is going to be the most stressful. Then after that, it's going to be a big, huge room with bunk beds, tons of them. That's where they put you to get acclimated to the prison life. She says she won't learn any trades because she won't be there long enough. And she says basically just to make friends with people who are like you, or as Abby put it, people who I didn't think should have been there either.
Oh, they're all innocent in prison.
Everyone, none of them should be there. That's what I would say if I were in prison.
She says not to worry about it. She'll come out and make a huge movie out of it and make millions of dollars.
First thing you should do is go to How to Make a Shank class.
Yeah?
They offer those, yeah. Day one, I would take that one.
That one usually fills up, though. You got to have a backup plan.
You do.
That's your Dirt at 7:40.
People are dying to get into that one.
More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Tina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union for great mortgage rates and more. Log on to pvcu.org. And now, Dina with the gossip. What's going on, Dina?
All right. Well, for the Emmys, they'll be happening on Sunday, next Sunday. But in the meantime, we've got word of a few winners. Queer Eye getting an award, which is pretty cool.
Already?
Already.
The winners? Okay.
Yeah. Because they do this all ahead of time. Carpool Karaoke, When Corden Met McCartney, that's going to get an award.
Okay.
And also, we got some, like, dual awards here. So, celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain, he was awarded with 2 Creative Arts Emmys for his CNN travel show, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown. And also getting outstanding writing for a nonfiction program for writing the Kenya episode. So those will be awarded posthumously. Other notable winners, we got some more dual awards. Luke Kirby and Jane Lynch. They got guest actor and actress in a comedy series for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And Bradley Whitford and Cherry Jones for outstanding guest actor and actress in a drama series for The Handmaid's Tale.
Thank you. You just saved me all that time watching it.
Isn't that nice? You are welcome.
I love it.
DinaStirk.com.
No commercials in between. Just the winners. I love it. Thank you, Gina.
Quicken right there. Congratulations to Pirates of the Caribbean star Keira Knightley and her husband, James Wrighton. They've welcomed their second child together. Now, she's always been super secretive. She revealed her pregnancy back in May by unveiling her baby bump at a red carpet event. It was kind of unavoidable. And though she hasn't confirmed that she had the baby, they were spotted taking the baby out for a walk in London.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to take that as the official, unofficial announcement.
DinaStirk.com.
Rod Stewart at 74 just revealed that he has been secretly battling prostate cancer for the past 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Now, according to the Irish Post, Rod said he was diagnosed back in February of 2016. But the good news is that he's been in remission since July.
Oh, that's great.
Since they caught the disease early. Now, he announced all this at the Prostate Project charity over the weekend. Felt that it was important to spread the word that, guys, it is important you get tested even if you are not showing any symptoms of illness.
Right.
Get tested. He noted also that a positive outlook was crucial to getting through the treatment. So we're glad to hear that he's okay.
And just being Rod Stewart helps you out tremendously.
It does.
Yeah, yeah. DinaStewart.com.
Jennifer Lopez already knows who will be walking her down the aisle when she gets married to Alex Rodriguez.
Yes.
When she was asked by Entertainment Tonight if it would be her son Max, Jen said, of course.
Of course.
Max is one of her twins. Also, Emmy is the other with her now ex-husband, Mark Anthony. And she did tease a little bit about where the wedding was going to be. Alex said it would be a destination wedding, but she said he's just saying things. We don't have any firm plans. We're talking about a lot of places to get married, but we don't know yet. We can't narrow it down just yet.
You got to throw out some decoys, like, you know, it's definitely going to be Montego Bay.
Well, you know that they know.
Yeah. And then they go someplace else.
Best of the Hall of Fame.
You know they know. She's just got to learn how to, like, shut him up. That's probably what she's telling him. Honey, you got to stop talking.
Well, this is right. They do have a venue available here.
That's right.
J-Lo.
Throw that out there.
Just saying. We got ice cream.
You can have the cocktail hour in our studio.
That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 along with the podcast at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.